Well, good morning, brethren.
Good morning.
Well, again, it is my pleasure and privilege on the behalf of the Boise class to welcome each one of you to our convention. This is our 43rd convention, and it has been wonderful blessings each and every convention. 43 joyous years, you might say. When I look upon each one of you, and I cannot help but think how blessed we are. Have you ever tried to count your blessings? Try it sometime, and you will be surprised, like the hymn says, what the Lord can do for you. When trying to count, you begin to categorize your blessings. Some are greater than others, and we know that there are heavenly blessings and there are earthly blessings. So what about the greater? What are they? Most likely we'd see the love of God as our greatest, and that through His love we would see His tender mercy and know that He does not willingly affect anyone without just cause. The world today misrepresents our Heavenly Father. They truly don't understand at all what He does for them. Anyway, we know that there are so many great blessings that we receive, and another one of the greatest blessings is from His love is His gracious provision, the redemption, which is in His beloved Son, our loving Lord Jesus. As we know, through Him, all will have the opportunity with endless blessings. Soon God's favor will, through the light of the Messiah, will shine into the hearts of all who will accept the gospel message. It is only then that darkness and error will no longer hinder their hearts. What a blessing and joy that will be. This is the cup of which we partook at Memorial. Can we imagine the time coming when the true light of the knowledge of our Heavenly Father through the face of His Son will change the hearts of men? It's going to happen, and we can count on it. The Holy Spirit works in us as brethren. We rejoice that we have each other. We rejoice in the special hope that we have. The fellowship we enjoy with each other, we might say, is an intimate partnership because our thoughts and aims are one. And two, we find that blessings often come to in strange ways to us, many times unknown to us. In a recent discourse given by our brother Albert, he brought to mind a new thought to me. He says, we are to be reminded that we are branches of the true vine, that we will receive prunings or disciplines from the Father, even though we are faithfully obedient to Him. Such prunings are not punishments, but blessings. He further brought to mind that the branches of the true vine cannot live unless they are continuously fed and supported by the main trunk of that vine. These are blessings that come from the Master. So, my dear brethren, let us be faithful to the light of the Heavenly Father has given us. There are many blessings that come from that light that we seldom think of. We must take time to reflect upon them and thank our Father that we are His workmanship, that we must remember those thoughts in our prayers. Again, brethren, we sincerely welcome each and every one of you, and you are truly a blessing to our class, and we hope that we may be a blessing to each one of you. And so I thank you, and may the Lord bless each one of you during our convention and in the future, and hope that you enjoy this convention. Thank you.